this section, we're going to be spending time talking about how JAWS works with the internet. And we're going to specifically use Internet Explorer 6.0 as the browser. Now, the features and functionality that I'm going to show you here and discuss would also work if you're using Internet Explorer 5.5. But if you were using some other browser or some earlier version of Internet Explorer, you're not going to find the exact same features and the ability to navigate around and move on web pages as quickly. Now, when you receive JAWS for Windows, whether on a demo CD or the actual shipping CD, on the CD image itself, there are some folders, and one of them you will find Internet Explorer 6.0, so you can install it onto your computer if you don't already have it and use it as your browser. Most computers come with it today, so if you're running in Windows XP, you've probably already got Internet Explorer 6.0 installed. You'll also find on the CDs that we provide a folder called Training, and inside the Training folder, you'll find something called the HTML Challenge, and there's a file there called htmlchallenge.exe, which is a self-extracting file that can be installed onto your computer's hard drive, and it gives you a whole series of web pages which we've created that demonstrate how HTML is created, the different types of elements used, and explains a little bit about how JAWS behaves in HTML. And this is what I'm going to use to go in and show you a little bit about how you can access the various information that you'll find within the browser on the internet, or if you're in a help topic inside of JAWS. These are all HTML pages as well, and they work the same. Now, if you don't have a JAWS for Windows CD available to get the HTML challenge from, but you are on the internet, you can go to www.freedomscientific.com. On the main page, do the Insert F7 for the links list, and choose T for training. You'll find the training link, and on that page, you'll find the HTML challenge available to you. And it may be updated from one that I've used here or that you'll find on the CD. We're constantly improving our materials that we use and make available to you. So grab the challenge from there. Again, you can view it online and interact with it online, or you can download a self-extracting .exe file and have it installed to your hard drive, which I've done. I'm going to move to Windows Explorer right now that I have open.
Alt+Tab+C:\HTML challenge folder view list view html_challenge.html6k.
Now, I had downloaded this htmlchallenge.exe earlier. I had installed it, and it's @C:\HTML challenge. And I'm sitting on the file htmlchallenge.html, and I press Enter, and it'll launch it right into my browser.
Enter. The HTML challenge-Microsoft Internet Explorer page has 2 headings and 12 links. The HTML challenge heading left up.
Now, I'll stop it right there. So when a page opens up, whether you're on the internet or here in this case, I'm loading an internet file from my hard drive, if it has headings, it tells you how many headings are on the page. If it has links, it tells you how many links are on the page. And then it just starts to read the page from top to bottom. You can stop the reading at any time by pressing the control key, and you can read it in more detail slowly, or if you want, if you know where you're going, you can just start doing some navigational keystroke. Now, for more help on this, to learn all the keystrokes, I encourage you to go to the JAWS window, go to the help menu, go into help topics, and you'll find a topic using JAWS with Internet Explorer 5.5 or 6.0. And it'll teach you a lot about what we're going to cover here. So, the first thing I want to show you is a little bit about the Insert F1 and how you would use it again. So,
heading level 1, the HTML challenge.
I did a saline insert up arrow, and I'm sitting on the HTML challenge, and it said it was a heading level 1. It's the first heading on a page. I'll do Insert F1 right here.
This is a heading at level 1, and is used to indicate the beginning of a section or subsection of the page. When used properly, headings indicate the relationship of each section of the page to the page as a whole. Press H or Shift+H to move between headings. Press JAWS key+F6 insert F6.
Now, I'll hold it right there. So, it it tells us that we're on a heading, and it says why headings are used, and that you can use H and Shift H to move between them. And then you can also use the JAWS key with F6 to get a list of them. So let's just press Escape here. This message goes on and tells you a lot more information about a page, but it's best to try and get a handle on it one thing at a time. So I'll press Escape.
Escape, heading level 1.
And I'm back on heading level 1. Well, I'll do the Insert F6 first. We'll get a list of all the headings.
JAWS, heading list dialog, headings list view, the HTML challenge, (1, 1 of 2).
And there's two headings on the page. That was the first, and if I down arrow,
refreshing content, (2).
There's the second one, and you can press Enter and move right to that heading on the page if that's what you were looking for. So if you're not sure where you're heading, and there's a lot of things on the page that use headings, you can use the Insert F6 to get them in a list, move to the item you want, press Enter, and it'll jump right to it. I'll hit Escape. We'll go right back on the page.
Escape, heading level 1, the HTML.
And I'm right back where I started. Now, let's also just hit the letter H to move to the next heading. It said we could use H to move ahead.
Refreshing content, level 2.
Now, if I press H again,
no more headings found.
There's no more headings. There were only two, and this was the last one. And if I do a Shift H, I should go back to that first heading at the very top, as it told me. H to move forward, Shift H back.
The HTML challenge, level 1.
And I'm right back where I started. So those are quick navigation keystrokes that we've designed in JAWS for you to be able to move around with Internet Explorer 6 or 5.5 or on a HTML help page. This is a great feature for jumping around a web page real quickly once you get the handle on them. Now, another one of these quick navigation keys is P to move by paragraph. So I can press the letter P.
As computer technology advances, it presents screen readers with new challenges to provide you with the information you need. Freedom Scientific has risen to the challenge to provide you with access to the World Wide Web. This site describes the challenge and
I hit the control key. It moved me ahead to the next paragraph indicator in the HTML, and it started to read that paragraph. And if that's not where I'm going, I can hit P and go to the next one.
Web pages are written in a language called HTML. HTML is made up of elements that structure information using
And if that's not what I wanted, I could hit P to go on to the next one.
Features of HTML allow screen readers to provide detailed information about.
Now, what's really nice about this is that you can do it on the fly. You can start reading something and you can press the letter to jump ahead. So let's go back up to the level 1 heading at the top. I'll do Shift H to jump back.
The HTML challenge.
And now I'm going to start a say all with the insert down arrow, insert 2 on the numeric keypad.
Heading level 1, the HTML challenge as computer technology
and while
advances,
it's reading,
it presents
I'll hit
screen
the P.
readers with new challenge. Web pages are written in a language
and it
called
moved
HTML.
To the new paragraph
HTML
and kept
is made
reading.
Up of elements that structure
again,
information
P.
using features of HTML allow screen readers to provide detailed information about
P.
web feature. Web pages are written in a language called HTML. HTML
again,
is made
Shift
up of
P.
web page as computer technology advances. It presents screen readers with
and
new
not
challenges
only can I move
to provide
by
you with the information
if
you
I
need.
If I do a Shift H, it'll go all the way back to the header.
To the challenge. The HTML challenge as computer technology advances, it presents.
So I hit the control key and I stopped it there. So I hope you get the idea here. As you're reading around, you can skip ahead through headers, through paragraphs. You can use the right and left arrow key to move ahead by lines as well. So you can like fast forward ahead 5 lines by hitting the right arrow key 5 times quickly, or hit the left arrow key to back up. So it's kind of like a fast forward and a rewind. You can also speed up the reading on the fly by hitting page down or page up while you're reading, and it'll get quicker. Let's try that. I'll start it reading here.
As computer technology advances,
and I'll tap the page down
screen
a few
readers
times.
With new as computer technology advances, it presents screen readers with new challenges to provide you with the information you need.
Freedom
Scientific
has
risen to the challenge to provide you with
and
access
I'll
to the World Wide Web.
Page
this site
up.
Describes the challenge and to the as computer technology advances, it presents screen readers with new challenge as computer technology advances.
Okay. I hit the control key there again, and I was hitting page up and page down to speed it up, slow it down on the fly. And great little feature to be able to control that rate of reading as you're going. Let's talk about another element that we'll find on every web page pretty much, and those are links. We saw these earlier in the Insert F1 messages that we looked at. Links are ways to jump from one page to the next or one section of a page to the next sometimes. There are various types of links that you'll find on a web page, and the HTML Challenge has a nice section on links that explains these. Let's look for that section. I'll press Insert F7. This is a JAWS command to get a list of links.
JAWS links list dialog, links list view 1 of 12, introduction to HTML.
Now, on this list of links, we'll down arrow through it. There were 12 links listed here.
The HTML Navigation Challenge. The HTML Structure and Format Challenge. The HTML Links Challenge.
So, the HTML Links Challenge is one of the links on the page. Now, another way to get to links would be the tab key. If you didn't come into the links list, you could just start tabbing and you would move from link to link to link on the page and then press enter when you get to the one you want. Or you can just down arrow through the page, and when you find one that says link, you can press enter on that area and it'll go to this link. But if you know where you're going or you just want to explore just the links, you can put them in a list. This is a nice way of doing it. I'll press enter here.
Enter. Bullet link. The HTML Links Challenge. Freedom Scientific's website Alt plus C. Page has 5 headings and 18 links. Heading level 1. The HTML Links Challenge. This page link skip navigation. This page link moving through links. This page link link types. This page link links with titles. Links provide a means of moving from one document or portion of a document to another. A link is provided by placing text or an image inside an HTML element called an anchor. Attributes can also be used to provide additional information about the link. This page demonstrates the features of JAWS 4.5 that allow you to get information about various types of links and move through the links on the page. Heading level 2, moving through links. Links.
So I hit the control key there again to stop the reading. And as you can see, there are links on this page when you come onto them, and it mentions same page links. And this page will describe to you the various types of links and all the different keystrokes that you can use to move through, such as U or V for unvisited links or visited links. Oftentimes when you go to a website, you'll come back to that same website in the next day or so, and you'll be trying to remember exactly which path you had followed, because sometimes you go several levels deep on a web page. Visually on the screen, a sighted person can generally tell a link that they've been to because it is a different color. Now with JAWS, it'll recognize if it is a visited link or an unvisited link and tell you this as it's reading them. But if you're on a web page, it's a very big web page, and you know there was a link you visited the day before, and instead of having to read the whole page to find it, you can just hit V and it'll skip through the page till it finds a link that's been visited. Now, if it was an unvisited link, you had visited everything and you were just trying to pick up the unvisited ones that you hadn't seen, you could use U to skip to those. Now, there are a lot of things that you can also experiment around with by looking through this HTML challenge. You'll find navigating tables, navigating through lists, a lot of different things. One of them that we want to cover in our next section is going to be filling out a form. So we'll come back and we'll look at forms next.